Okay. This is a podcast for my project 2, for my rock and roll history class, 101-30. Instructions are to recruit someone to interview and discuss their own experience with rock and roll and or popular music. So I decided to interview my dad. He's taught me everything and got me into rock and roll. I wouldn't be into rock and roll if it wasn't for my dad. And he's one of the most knowledgeable persons to this day when it comes to like 60s, 70s, 80s era classic rock, where you can name band members, albums, years, backstories, and stuff like that. So go ahead, Dad. Go ahead and say hi.
Hello.
Nice. His name is Greg Langfeld, by the way. I'm Andrew Langfeld. So I came up with a list of questions. I'll go ahead and ask you my first one. It is, can you describe the music you grew up listening to and how it influenced your taste and preferences today?
Well, I grew up listening to rock and roll, and I still listen to it 45, 50 years later. It left that kind of an impression on me, so.
All right. I guess so. The next question is, what are some of your favorite songs or artists from your childhood, and why did they resonate with you?
Well, as far as artists, I grew up, it was the Beatles, like so many other people. They were in so many different kinds of genres of music. I was into Led Zeppelin, Big David Bowie.
What do you
love, the Moody Blues?
What are some of your favorite songs from the Beatles?
Well, Lady Madonna. It's a big one. Strawberry Fields. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
All right. I know you're big into the British Invasion.
British Invasion.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, not only in your British music was a rock and roll, but it was also a bluesy type aspect. And that's where rock and roll generated from, was American blues. So.
Okay. How do you think the music from your childhood compares to the music you listen to now? And have your tastes evolved over time? I can say they have, for sure.
Well, my tastes haven't evolved. I still listen. I mean, I'm true to the music and the backstories and the bandmates. But back in my day, that's everybody was listening to it. You didn't have the different genres of music that you got now. It was either rock and roll or country or Motown.
Yeah, I think they evolved though, because you like more of like the stuff you don't hear on the radio though. When I grew
exactly.
up, but when I grew up, I remember you still liked that. Like you still liked the Kiss on the radio, the Quiet Riot, the AC/DC, but the Led Zeppelin, but now you don't really care for what's played on the radio. So I think it's changed a little bit in that sense.
Well, I still like the bands.
Yeah, that's great.
But
yeah.
They have taken their number one hits and played them for 50 years. And there's much more to that band than just their number one hit or like Stairway to Heaven for the Led Zeppelin. There's much more music to Led Zeppelin and it's just Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
So.
Can you share any specific memories or experiences where music played a significant role in your life growing up?
Well, I remember that we would always, as a family, go on vacation to Michigan. And
a family,
your dad
and mom.
With my mom and dad and my sister. And my dad would always plug in, I'll never forget, Gordon Lightfoot, who is a Canadian, he's like the American Bob Dylan. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but we would always listen to Gordon Lightfoot on a drive up and a drive back. But
he's like the Canadian Bob Dylan, you mean?
He's like, yes.
Never heard of him.
So he's a folk singer. I don't know why my dad would always plug in, and it was an 8-track tape back then. So just to let you know, but we would listen to it all the way up and all the way back. So, and I got to love Gordon Lightfoot, listen to a lot of his music. Hmm. And, as far as a folk singer. So, but I'm consistent with what I grew up with. I'm very loyal.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one last question, and this one's off the top of my head. What is it about rock and roll that you like so much, if you had to pick one theme or one specific thing about rock and roll? And what was that other question? Is this two-part question? Yeah. What is it that you stay so loyal to rock and roll?
Well, it was a lot of it's the backstory that goes with the band. A lot of these groups back in the day had multiple different kind of band members, and that even started these groups and quit or got fired and went on to start other groups. And a lot of these band members that have started, like the Thin Lizzy's.
Greatest band of all time?
They're up there, but, you know, a lot of David Bowie's band members. A lot of the Stones band members who came, went, were so not known and underrated as being how good of musicians. Fleetwood Mac's lead singer, the very person, he's a guitarist by the name of Peter Green, who is an absolute monster guitar player, who left. And then they went from there to Bob Welch, to then it went to a couple Americans that got into the group. So it's a lot of the band members who came and went and helped start these bands. You know, your Eric Bells, your Garrett Moores, you know.
Yeah.
Uriah Heeps, your, you know, Trevor Bolden's, your Mick Ronson's, you know, a lot of these guys are just English and are so underrated and not very well known, but have started these monster bands.
So what separates those bands from, like, how come you didn't evolve to like 90s or grunge or none of the early 2000s rock and roll? How come none of that kind of, you kind of didn't involve to like any of that?
Well, it seemed like the music changed. It's like they got into social agendas. They started talking about stuff that was taboo back in the 60s and 70s and making it forefront instead of the music. Mm. And, you know,
I can see that.
Like your hair bands. I mean, it was all about fancy hair and glittery costumes, and instead of playing music, making a bunch of noise, but still selling out crowds.
Yeah, it was more of a performance than it was actual just playing instruments.
Well, yeah, the lyrics. The lyrics just it didn't say anything to me.
So, I can see that.
And I'm kind of loyal to English.
I know. We have this debate quite often.
So they listen to Muddy Waters, you know, Albert King's, B.B. King's, you know, all of the Buddy guys, all of the black Southern blues guitar players. English were very well-versed in history of American blues, and then took that form of American blues and turned it into rock and roll. And I just think that's fantastic.
That's true. All right. Well, Dad, I appreciate you participating in this project for my class and on our first kind of podcast format. I couldn't figure out how to voice record on my phone, so he's on a speakerphone on a different phone, so I hope you can hear the conversation clearly. I tried to do a test run before, and it sounded all right. So thanks for listening, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day.